questions for student athletes first, please?
Coach. Jim, how you doing?
I'm all right, you know, I've dealt with ankle injuries before, this ain't nothing new to me. You know, I'll evaluate it tonight, I'll get an ice pack, I'll do whatever I can to get back.
Is it good for the mindset when, like Coach said, they had some runs there where they took the lead a little bit, but it seemed like every time they extended and took the lead, you guys didn't trail for long. Like, you had that 9-point lead and all of a sudden, within like 2-3 minutes, tied again, so getting back into it quick and not trailing for long periods, that kind of gets exciting.
We just kept our composure, basketball is a game of runs, so we just kept our composure and kept fighting.
But first, one of the postseason for you, obviously, you know, you're no stranger to stepping up in big times. Bleak, you know, obviously with Jordan battling a couple of bumps and bruises, you know, what does that mean for you, seeing somebody else and being able to step in and, you know, and take a little bit more on your shoulders at that point in time?
I've been stepping up all season as a freshman, so I just kept doing what I was doing all season. I just kept going.
But as Coach said, there were some good guards on the other team, especially Andre playing defense. And you only have one turnover tonight. How much pride do you take in handling the rock like that?
I take a lot of pride in turning the ball over. I know I value every possession. So I know every possession matters in this game in college, so I just value that.
Any other questions for student athletes? All right, you guys are dismissed. See you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
So let's get next in there.
Yep.
Brian had 4 blocks, I think he had a big one in the second half and the first half. I know he's kind of been doing that all year, but just how important was his presence down low defensively tonight?
Yeah, I thought we got off to a slow start defensively. They are they're pretty unique, like a lot of teams don't fit. So they make a lot of tough twos that some teams won't even take. So I think he was a little bit like, you know, as much as you say it 3 days leading into it, you know, the guards are going to get in the paint, they're going to take some tough ones, they're going to take some fadeaways. And he was a little bit too reserved, hands down, early on. And he started attacking the ball and he made them, I think they were 55% from two in the first half. And then they were, you know, whatever, you know, they finished the game 40%, so probably well under 35% in the second half.
Coach, did you see them coming at you guys, like, you know, so harsh? They had 19 personal fouls, I understand. Did you guys, when playing against them, did you see them coming at you guys that hard?
Yeah, I mean, the first game we played them at LIU might have been the highest foul total of the two teams combined. And it was, I mean, we were both fouled. It was referee well. So it's been very physical each time we played them. So you just almost got to play through it. If the refs call, they call it. If they don't, they don't. But, you know, we knew. Tough kids. Ty Strickland's a fifth-year guy, very strong physical guard. You know, we knew they were going to come at us with some heat.
That was quick here, but as you look ahead a little more, just what did you remember about those two games from earlier in the year? Where do you feel like you guys have to excel to have success this Saturday?
Yeah, we got to take away the three. You know, they're a very skilled team, very good shooting team. They've got some older guys. I think they have six grad students if you look at the roster, right? So, they're not going to be scared of anybody, you know, they've got some kids around. So just really preparing these next couple of days, you know, focus on taking away the three and trying to figure out how they're going to get us and how we're going to put some points in.
Coach, does the approach this year to the conference tournament feel a little different, knowing that you guys have a potential dance card at the end?
No, it doesn't. I would have been disappointed if we lost last year. You know, probably the same type of deal. Like, you know, when you start watching the games and few weeks, if you're a part of it, you're happy. If you're not, you're not. But leading into it, we haven't even talked. We didn't say anything different about this game as we did about the FDU 2 games ago. Mm-hmm. Just kind of, we're a very routine program. Our Mondays look the same, our Tuesdays look the same, our Wednesdays look the same. We don't really say too much about what's in front of us. And I give these guys credit. This group's been awesome all year.
Follow up on Saturday, you guys give up one of your season high totals defensively. Happy with your team's output overall today, bring that back down a little bit in mid-60s and, you know, got a little bit more in your comfort zone?
Yeah, the first half. looked a little bit more like Saturday, but these guys know how we win games, and they embrace it, so I'm hoping moving forward, we have three just okay defensive halves in a row, followed by a really good one, and hopefully that's what continues.
All right, you're all set. See you on Saturday.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.